This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Now, depression is one of those tough health challenges that reaches people all over. And really, it's really the number one prescribed medications are antidepressants right now in America. Staggering if you really think about it. But there's four ways to manage depression naturally that's out there that I want to get into. And pretty much across the board, most of the traditional medicine and even alternative side will agree to these. These are pretty much the basics, if you will. So, again, people go through ups and downs. And, I mean, again, determining what depression really is, there's a system to go through that, and your primary care physician can easily go through and detail that out to see if you really are just going through a tough time or if you might be facing a true side of clinical depression and might need medication or at least some of the natural methods to be able to get through it and bounce back. But 16 million adults is the statistic have had at least one major depressive episode in the past year. That's quite a bit. The individual suffering will see some of these or even all of these. One is sadness, loneliness, emptiness, irritability or frustration. Loss of interest or pleasure in normal activities is a big one. Now, sleep disturbances are big because you can have lower serotonin levels, and that low serotonin level can really be quite the challenge. And that's what, of course, the medications build up on are those levels. And the other is change in appetite or energy level, pretty common. Trouble with concentrating on task, you know, losing focus, and thoughts of death or suicide. So if you start having those kind of thoughts, or even if you have a loved one that starts having these kind of thoughts, really get them help. I mean, at least get them to a family doctor or at least a psychiatrist, someone, counselor, or even somebody that can help them along the way. Now, a lot of the symptoms can be present typically or daily for 2 weeks and need to be consistent to be considered depression. And that's, of course, when you can look into some of the basic treatments. But here's some regular natural ways that are pretty widespread and well-known for supporting and managing depression. Number one, dietary changes. This is what I think makes the biggest change, personally. You change the nutrition in someone, and you begin to change and transform their body all the way around, because we're only as healthy as the foods that we eat, digest, absorb, and assimilate. And so if we're getting the right kind of foods, we can build the right kind of chemistry in the body. If we don't, then we're going to build the wrong kind of chemistry. It's all about biochemistry. That's the key. So we know for a fact that foods that are high in refined sugar, simple carbohydrates like, you know, the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, pastries, they cause a lot of spikes and drops in blood sugar levels. So this can lead to rapid mood changes, lower energy levels, and can worsen a lot of the depressive symptoms. B vitamins are another one. So they play a critical role in energy and mood. So the B6 is typically a cofactor, and it's the one you want to look at. There's different kinds. There's pyridoxine, and there's pyridoxal-5-phosphate. The pyridoxal-5-phosphate, P5P, is the one that links really strongly to the neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, acetylcholine, and the like. So some foods that can really help with that. Sunflower seeds are fantastic. Bananas are great. Avocados are also a great source of vitamin B6. And again, you can also supplement, but your doctor can kind of guide you in that process. The other one is 5-HTP. So it's made from the amino acid tryptophan. So some studies have suggested that 5-HTP can be as effective as most antidepressant medications. So it still needs to be taken under the supervision of a physician. I'm a big, big fan of that. And you don't want to take 5-HTP if you're taking an SSRI, which is a pretty standard class of the antidepressants. Acupuncture, believe it or not, is the fourth one. And one study has compared acupuncture with antidepressant medication and found both to be equally effective. Those treated with acupuncture had to be treated for 6 weeks, and they reported improvement in symptoms. When considering acupuncture, remember to go to an experienced and licensed practitioner who has treated patients with depression before, and it may require multiple treatments. But again, if you don't have to do medication, I mean, medication's every day, right? So if you have to do acupuncture once a week or twice a week versus taking a medication that's going to alter your brain chemistry, kind of numb you out, and, you know, some people even report when they take the medications of, you know, they just don't feel like themselves, kind of feel numb, just kind of neutral with life, no ups and downs, but just kind of flat and neutral. So again, you've got to figure out, you know, where you are in the scheme of that and decide kind of the way that's going to go well for you. I can tell you that all four of these I've seen people get tremendous success with. People that were on medications, people that had gone through some really tough times. And if you go through a serious loss, like if you hit a major tragedy in life, someone that's been married for 40 years and you lose a spouse, or maybe it's a job you've had for 30 years and now you're in your latter years and you lose that security of that job, people can go through some really tough stages, and sometimes the nutrition and the natural way is not enough. And that's where those medications come in, and they make a big difference. They can really help support your body and get your brain to balance out so that you don't have, you know, the extreme thoughts of maybe death or suicide, or you can kind of live and function through it and press through. But then don't ever forget the prayer factor. Don't ever forget that. I believe, personally, to get somebody that you can walk through it with, pastor or counselor, someone, there's also, I just believe, a lot of healing through that process, and people can help you in that. Of course, I believe God can carry you through it all the way. So check those out, because really, between dietary changes, the B vitamins, that pyridoxal-5-phosphate, the 5-HTP, which helps produce serotonin in the brain, and the acupuncture, some great options when you're dealing with depression. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Of course, you're listening to the show. One of the big keys that we love to talk about here on the show, it's you. This show's all about you. It's about taking you to the next level with your health and your life. So one encouragement I want to give you for sure, doesn't matter where you've been in your health. It doesn't matter if you've had blood sugar instabilities. It doesn't matter if you've had, you know, issues with diabetes or heart disease. Maybe you had a stent put in your heart or had a stroke or something to that level. Just know that today's a brand new day, that your choices today don't have to be the choices that you made yesterday. The body is amazing. The way it was designed is incredible, because our cells regenerate. The cells you have right now will regenerate, and the old ones die off, and you're constantly making new cells. That means that old liver cells and digestive tract cells and all the different pancreas cells, they're all fading off and new ones are forming. So what's amazing about that is that it doesn't matter about your past doesn't define you, but the choices you make now will determine the kind of health and the body that you're going to have years from now. So you can make a brand new choice today, make new habits, create new ways of taking care of yourself, and your latter years can be better than your current years if you make better choices. Coming up, we're going to jump in, grab more questions about your health. I see you waiting there, so hang tight. And also, we've got some social media we'll get into, and I've got some tips that you don't want to miss.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at SurvivalistCamps.com. That's SurvivalistCamps.com. Trust your family survival to SurvivalistCamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Ontario, Canada says, my three-year-old daughter is very hyper. When do I know if this is hyperactivity disorder or ADHD? Well, again, you just want to, you kind of monitor their behavior patterns and look at the distractibility. How often does it happen? I mean, kids are like that in general. The funny thing is, when we were younger, the diagnosis really was not prevalent at all. I mean, it came a little bit later. So, I mean, do kids really have ADHD? It just depends. You got to go take them to the pediatrician and let them do some of the various testing that's done in office to kind of evaluate that. But, you know, again, you got to look at patterns over time, and that's what the physician will find out. But it's a challenge because I think there's a fine line of putting them on the medication versus not. And, you know, modifying the diet makes a big difference. Taking a child off gluten, for example, which is tough, and sugar and the processed carbohydrates and all, that can play a big role. And you can notice a big difference when that happens within their behavior even, and increasing the omega-3 fatty acids. Again, pediatricians need to walk you through that. But find someone that will work with you at that level, because diet for any type of hyperactivity disorder, major deal. I mean, you can see a big difference in most kids that struggle with that. And look at the diets at children that deal with ADHD at any level. They're going to be loaded with processed foods. You see it every single time. I mean, clinically, when you do a history and all that with the parents, you're going to find that. And that's why a lot of these nutritional deficiencies that can build up in the kids, that's what you have to look for. And again, you can get someone to walk you through that process. But definitely look at the omega-3s. That is one of the big keys for ADHD. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to Ruby now. Hi, Ruby.
I just want to know what is good for the joints, because the joints have been swelling up, and I notice that when I get cold, they hurt. I just wanted to know what would be some good natural things that I could take to help the joints, and also what natural things I could take for anemia.
Well, there's several things you can do. I mean, for joint pain, remember it's inflammation. So inflammation with any kind of arthritis, for example, itis means inflammation. That typically comes from the digestive tract. So you've got to look at the habits that you have, eating habits over a period of time. You know, if you're doing a lot of processed foods, a lot of excess carbohydrates, you'll find that you can, if it's the wrong kind of carbs, and what I mean by that are a lot of the processed sugar, processed flour, when you do those kind of carbohydrates over and over and over again, sugar content's high. It's been shown that it raises the inflammatory process in the gut. When you do that, it raises the inflammatory process throughout the body. So getting the body back in line and really getting it back in a good position is what you want to do. And so, again, eating the right kind of foods for a period of time, at least a month, can make a difference. You jump in and do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Putting the right kind of foods together gives you the nutrition that your body needs and can get you functioning at a much better level. So that's where I would start, really, when it comes down to it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, when you're dealing with arthritis, especially osteoarthritis, not getting into the rheumatoid arthritis, the dietary changes make the biggest difference. Now, there's a product out that is homeopathic-based and based on amino acids, which are proteins. Completely natural, non-addictive, and I've seen people in the worst pain ever do extremely well with this product. Not only that, but people that take it, you know, again, see not just results because of the supplement. It actually helps to break down proteins. It actually works on restoring the digestive system, and it helps reduce the inflammatory process. It's called AminoActive. And you can go to their website, aminoactive.com. It is one of the best products I've seen. It's university tested. They're doing all kinds of double blind studies on it now. It'll end up being like the natural go-to for any kind of pain or inflammation in the marketplace. I really believe that's where it's headed. It's that good. So I would check that out, aminoactive.com. But yeah, I mean, those are some basic tips. And the anemia, if they've definitely diagnosed you with it, you got to figure out, you know, first and foremost, what kind it is. So is it B12 related? Is it iron related? You've got to be able to determine that. And they can do some additional testing to figure that little equation out. Now, the one key about it that you want to look into that's really important is also, if it is iron related, you want to look at ferritin. Now, ferritin is kind of the storage tank for iron. And with the ferritin, you know, vitamin C will raise ferritin in a heartbeat. It is the catalyst that really allows the iron to be stored and utilized in the body. And you can get a little ferritin test. Very simple. Your primary care doctor can check it out. So when they check the iron levels and they look for B12 and folic acid, have them look at that and see if it's even a factor in the equation. Because typically with anemia, it's kind of important. But regardless, a lot of good foods you can have to help with anemia. Now, depending on the level of it, if it's just very mild, you want to look at dark leafy greens, hands down. They can help build both levels of iron and also B12. But then also look at red meat. And people freak out over red meat, but it's a great source. If it's grass-fed, hormone-free, bison, I mean elk, those kind of meats, unbelievable. Very, very good for you. And a lot of other benefits in it as well. But they can be helpful. And a good old school remedy for any type of anemia is blackstrap molasses. That's old school right there, but it works very well. 2 to 3 tablespoons of blackstrap molasses can help tremendously when you're dealing with any type of anemia. Now, it's got a little bit of the sugar content in it, but, you know, again, raising those levels up give you burst of energy and will help for the long term. Remember, keep in mind, this takes a while. It's not going to happen in 2 weeks.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
America is still not out of the woods from the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health was on Fox.
There are certain parts of the country that got hit early and had community spread, like in Washington State. New York right now is having a particularly difficult problem. That's the way you're going to see it. over the next few weeks. You're going to see not a homogeneous evolution of it. It's going to be this way throughout the country.
One state has asked for a hospital ship to help handle the potential patient load, but the Navy says the ship, the USNS Comfort, will not be ready to arrive in New York until around mid-April. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman explains.
The Comfort's currently in for maintenance in Norfolk, and so they're going to expedite the maintenance that they can and prepare it. That's not a day's issue. That's a week's issue.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Struggling with, we're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. It's all about thriving. It's all about lifestyle, and it's about the choices that we make every day because that can transform your health more than anything else. Hearing loss is a big topic, too. Rheumatoid arthritis really does affect more than your joints. Now they're saying, according to the Arthritis Foundation, they're saying now that with a lot of reports over the years that rheumatoid arthritis can actually create hearing loss. So Mayo Clinic did a study, was published recently, and they found that hearing loss increased with people with rheumatoid arthritis. Most rheumatologists were not aware of the increased risk of hearing loss in RA. So this is a new finding. And at Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center near Columbus, they said it's not something that we would routinely screen for, but now it's become part of our normal routine. So if you deal with any type of hearing loss and have joint pain along with it and have never been diagnosed with anything, go to your doctor just to double check and make sure that the two aren't kind of stemming hand in hand and maybe there's some underlying issues that have not been addressed. So a lot of the RA medications, the biologics, they said really don't have the links in them, but they're saying there's a lot to do with the connections. And here's some of the reasons or some of the connections, they say, rather, basically with the two. So, however, they say that 1% of all cases deal with hearing loss. Most rheumatologists are familiar with some of this, but not to the extent we're seeing now. So, again, number one, you want to let your doctor know if any over-the-counter drugs you take, because they said some of the reactions with some medications that they found in this study could have been some of the reasons why. So you want to look at drug interactions, number one. You want to also, I mean, this is has nothing to do with RA, I think, but avoid long exposure to loud noise. Be careful with the earbuds and also the, you know, the iPods and the personal devices and listening to a lot of really, really loud music. Be cautious. Ear protection if you're working out loud around a lot of equipment, you know, lawnmowers, that sort of thing, and keep the volume down always, always, as much as possible. If you're listening to the headset with your phone, talking to someone, or even just the basic music, you know, be cautious with that. Hearing loss happens very slowly, so you don't really notice it. It kind of creeps up over time until it gets to the point where you're a little bit challenged with it, and that's when really you got to be very, very cautious at that point. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Go to the website. Now, we're going to talk about our food of the hour in just a moment. Now, food either brings health to the body or what does it do? Takes health out of the body. And so we've got to understand that certain foods really can transform our health if we know how to use them and use them in the right way and on a regular basis. Now, you don't have to be perfect. I have this conversation all the time. You don't have to be perfect with it. I mean, really, 90-10, 80-20, those kinds of rules really do apply with our eating habits and our overall lifestyle habits. So, I mean, if you eat well, most of the time, have maybe 2 to 3 meals that are off the wagon a week, not a big deal. And if you really do that for a while, you'll think, I don't really need more than about 3 junk meals a week, and I'm good. And you can eat salmon and eggs and protein powders and vegetables and all that sort of thing that you may feel like you'd feel deprived if you had to do that all the time. But people end up doing really well with it. So powerful that what we put inside of our body, how it becomes our body, and how well we can do. Now let's go to the phones and talk with Fran. Hi, Fran.
I would like to know if there's something that can be done for a tumor on the pineal gland, P-I-N-E-A-L, in the brain. I'm wondering if there's that controls sleep and that sort of thing. So I'm wondering if there's anything that can be done for a tumor on the pineal gland as far as diet and that sort of thing.
Well, the pineal gland is, you know, again, it's extremely important to the body. And, you know, to this point, most doctors will just watch and wait, as they call it. So they'll monitor it. Sometimes a tumor on the pineal gland is benign, and it doesn't really mean anything. And sometimes they can mean something. So I think first they got to determine, you know, what the actual tumor is. Is it growing? Is it not? Is it malignant or not malignant? Is it cancerous or is it benign? I mean, you've got to look at those different factors, and they've got different ways of analyzing that. If it's not, then, you know, again, if it's a benign tumor, there's different theories in the alternative world, such as that a lot of the body's inability to break down proteins can cause, and high cortisol levels can cause benign tumors to grow in different areas. You know, it's a theory. It's not proven by any means. So typically that can be a thought of cause. The other to look at, you know, when they kind of, a lot of physicians will just say that they don't know, and that's true. So a lot of times we don't know. what caused something like that. But the good news is if it's benign and it's not creating any changes within the body, if it's affecting your sleep a little bit, there's ways to work around that to help support the circadian rhythm and to build those levels up. But if it's not affecting it at any level, then I would tend to agree with what the physicians are saying and just watching and waiting. The best way to do anything when there's something weird going on in the body and there's just not a lot of explanation is to begin to build up your habits. So your eating habits, getting everything pretty balanced out. I mean, equal amounts, lean protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbs, and then, like fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. All of those together make the biggest difference. Look at your exercise habits as well, making sure you're doing, I would say, at least 10 to 15 minutes a day, 5 to 6 days a week. Just get out and walk. If your habits will follow, or prelude rather, what your goals are, you can make huge strides in your health, and you don't have to be stuck where you are. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Now, cantaloupe is our food of the hour. Powerful food that makes a big, big difference. A lot of nutrient diversity in this. Of course, it's loaded with the B vitamins, vitamin B1, B3, B6, and folate, as well as vitamin K and the magnesium and the fiber. So it ranks very, very high, even up there with raspberries and strawberries, which rank extremely high with high vitamin C content. Now, the cantaloupe contains more beta-carotene than alpha-ketotene, but because it contains both the carotenoids, it also contains both of their derivatives, including the lutein and the like. So it's got a lot of vitamin B, vitamin E as well. So with antioxidants that are high in it, you've got a lot of the polyphenols. And polyphenols are amazing. They do very, very well within the body. A lot of researchers understand the metabolic syndrome, which is, challenges within like the high blood fats, triglycerides, high blood sugar, high blood pressure, and too much body fat, which is a result of chronic underlying unwanted inflammation and oxidative stress throughout the body. So it's not surprising to see a decreased risk of metabolic syndrome in individuals with especially high intake of cantaloupe, just because of what it provides. Matter of fact, cantaloupe has been shown, there's a blood test called C-reactive protein, or CRP. There used to be, we still use it, it's called SED rate, or the ESR, and the SED rate always was a good marker for inflammation, still used in the basic blood panel, but the CRP came along, and it's kind of the new version, a little bit more detailed, gives us some more markers regarding the heart. But the CRP, it overall looks at the body inflammation. So when you look at it, one study documented that the benefits of cantaloupe prevention, they say with eating about 5 fruits a day, which equivalents to about 12 ounces, they assumed that the study participants that looked at it, that their approach might help all of us. Really, when it comes down to inflammation and chronic oxidative stress, but they found that when they ate the cantaloupe, that the CRP markers came down considerably. Now, they didn't list the numbers, so I don't know what the exact numbers are, but considerably is pretty powerful. I mean, the fact that it even got it to move is a big deal. A lot of other health benefits, too. Of course, the studies have been done mostly on animals and not humans. So it's a little skewed that way, but researchers have theorized that the cantaloupe phytonutrients can improve insulin and blood sugar levels because it did so in the animals, and also can improve kidney function. How about that? So cantaloupe, powerful superfood along the way that can bring health to you in a lot of ways. Jack in Dalton, Georgia, he says, can you give me some help on working with recurring cold sores? I tend to get them on my mouth, and I'm looking for some natural ways to support it. Well, again, the cold sores come from the herpes virus, simplex. And when you go under a lot of stress or your body's under a lot of tension, you can, a lot of these little herpes viruses tend to pop out, and they run their course for about 7 to 10 days, and then they tend to heal up. But, the medications, the antivirals, they work as a preventative. But a lot of, from the natural side, a lot of people use L-lysine, which is an amino acid, cuts down on viral activity, and also ionic silver has been used as well to keep those kind of at bay. couple little things to look at. But for the most part, when you've got viruses, which is what that's built from, keeping the stress levels managed. I mean, I know it's hard to eliminate stress, but managing stress levels is the absolute key. Coming up, we're going to jump in. More questions about your health, and I've got some social media I need to jump into as well.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Struggling with, let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. It all comes down to the choices we make every single day. Powerful. I've seen so many people come out of the health challenges that they're in, regardless of what they're struggling with, in so many different situations. It's really amazing to see. So at the end of the day, when you're looking at ways to support the body, you start with nutrition first. Always, the foods you eat matter more than anything else. And then also look at your exercise patterns. If you're not exercising and you're trying to eat well, got to put the two together. They work hand in hand to build the kind of body you're looking for. Powerful. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. Go to the web. Go to the phones. Let's talk with Roger. Hi, Roger.
I just had a quick question about superfruits. I had was thinking about eating more of them, and I'd also heard that it was a kind of a marketing thing, and I wanted to know if he had a recommendation for the best superfruit to eat and what they would actually do for the body to help the body out.
Well, there's categories. I mean, in the health world, we talk about superfoods and superfruits. I mean, everything's kind of got a little tagline to it, but there really are some of those super higher end category foods that work well. And on the fruit side, the berries really top the list. And all the different berries, because of the deep, rich polyphenols that they have in them, the darker the color, the better. So many anti-cancer properties. I mean, study after study after study have been done. I mean, take blueberries, for example. They are powerful in what they can do in the body. I mean, literally, you read the list of it. From diabetes to cancer to heart disease to Crohn's disease. I mean, the list goes on and on. They're so powerful. And then you got other superfoods, as they call them, different vegetables. I mean, you take things like kimchi, which is cabbage, and the way it's cultured. I mean, what it can do for the digestive tract. You look at certain foods, something basic like a sweet potato, and all the different benefits. That's why we always highlight certain foods, because really, if it's untouched and it's a fruit, vegetable, for the most part, it's, you know, omega-3 fatty acids. I mean, they are all superfoods at what they do, and they've all got deep properties that make a tremendous impact in your health. So you look at those, and it's incredible to see what they actually can do. So yeah, if you stick with, and again, all this list is in my book, and it's also on the website. But if you stick with good basic whole foods where man has not tampered with it, right? So an apple is better than an apple pastry. I mean, and really, I mean, it's, you think about it, and people think they eat those kind of things, and they think, oh, well, you know, it's got apples in it. It's got to be healthy. But really, if you eat foods in their original design, you're going to do very, very well. Oh, that's across the board. And can do, I mean, really, really well. I see so many people that restore their health just by better eating habits. It's incredible. So you could start there and really begin to win if you're looking at the preventative side. How you eat, they say, can possibly either affect back pain in a negative way or not. Now, back pain is something that pretty much, they say, about 90% to 95% of every person will experience some type of back pain at some point in their life. So when it comes to inflammation, and really this goes along with inflammation throughout the body, there's certain ways you can eat to lower the inflammatory process. So John Spolino, he's a physician at the Laser Spine Institute in Tampa, Florida, says inflammation will run rampant throughout the body, cause all kinds of issues and problems, including low back pain. So creating an anti-inflammatory diet to battle back pain becomes much more important. The best thing, though, is if you're prone to back pain, to follow some of these basic diet tips. And most importantly, a plant-based diet with flax and chia seeds is probably your best bet to avoid a lot of the inflammation. And again, plenty of the omega-3 foods like salmon, mackerel, sardines, herring, black cod, tuna, and trout. Those are some of your best fish choices. The naturally pigmented produce, which is a key part of the anti-inflammatory diet. This is all in my book. And there was a Neil Levine, who's a clinical nutritionist, said recently at the American Nutrition Association, if you're looking for foods that reduce back pain and are high in nutrition, carrots, beets, sweet potatoes, cherries, berries, grapes, and red wine, also pomegranates and watermelon, are very beneficial. Now, a lot of the herbs and spices can help, too. They're known to do that. Basil, cinnamon, ginger, rosemary, garlic, curcumin, onions, oregano, and even turmeric can help in this process. And the teas are always beneficial. These have been around and known for quite some time. The oolong tea, the white tea, and the green tea are fantastic and extremely beneficial. Dr. Spolino also added that olive oil and brightly colored fruits and vegetables have been helped to lower the inflammation as well. Strong back pain fighting properties with kale, spinach, and broccoli, they top the list. Some other good food choices, though, in the anti-back pain diet: avocados, nuts, of course, almonds, walnuts, pecans, Brazil nuts, lean proteins, chicken, and turkey make a big, big difference. And even the beans and cocoa can help. So staying pain-free, they said a lot of these different foods can make a big difference. Watch for calcium, getting enough of it, but getting enough vitamin D can help as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go to one person, something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, giving with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.